we were given quite a lot of, I suppose, vision towards what was happening in 2020. And when we were put into lockdown five after Christmas, we were just basically locked down and we weren't doing anything or organising anything. And we were expecting the numbers to decrease as they have done in other counties around the country. And that hasn't happened in our county. So over the last couple of weeks, with the reintroduction and the easing of regulations being reintroduced, I suppose, by everybody, our numbers still didn't decrease. And it became a concern, I suppose, last week. It was leading from that the remarks made by Dr. Tony Houlihan on Friday that I decided that with the prompting of some of my officers that we should do something about it. And that led to a statement being released yesterday morning at 9 o'clock to our clubs. And we've done that and we've had a reaction from them, and I have no doubt at all they will do as they did last year. They will take it dead serious, and they will put extra attention to all the areas around causing the numbers not to decrease.
All individual clubs within Donegal have huge numbers of contacts. It's also important that these smaller clubs know that and that the message is pushed out through and filtered through to help with reducing the cases that we do have in the county at the moment and giving us hope of getting out of level 5 restrictions.
Yeah, well, I think it's entirely in our own hands at this stage. The concern that we have within the Donegal, you mentioned the amount of, we have 40 units, 40 clubs within Donegal spread all over the county, and out of that we have about 26,000 members. So we have a huge network of people involved in GAA in Donegal, and we have a good network of communication. So with the assistance of the County Secretary, Dr. Martin, yesterday we compiled the release to them, and then the BRO John McNiff released a press release yesterday afternoon as well. In general, in backing up that, then the County Council under the stewardship of Liam Ward came in yesterday and asked all organisations, sporting, religious, and every organisation in the county to come on board a different forum, and to get the word out in general right around the whole county. And that has occurred in the last 24 hours as well, and that's a tremendous strong arm as well. Everybody wants to work with the reductions in rows, and the thing is, if somebody turns around and says to us in 4 weeks' time, we're leaving you in Donegal on level 5, we're not reducing you like the rest of the country, we'd be very frustrated and annoyed. But the ball is squarely in our court at the moment to assist that, and I think we have two weeks to do that, and I think we have to take things very, very serious in the next fortnight in particular. And I plead to all our members and non-members out there that are listening to this, that we really have to up the ante a little bit, and where we have been. The vast majority of people are going by the regulations. The vast majority of people are adhering to what they've been asked to do. But there is a minority out there that aren't. We're not trying to make the youth of the county become unyouthful, but we're not asking people not to go out in the sun and enjoy their gardens, but we are asking people to abide by the regulations that's out there. The regulations are professionally outlined to us, and they're there for a reason. We've got to fight this. We have an opportunity of having a summer, but we have an opportunity of getting out to allow our younger people and our elderly members to go out and play games. And we have an opportunity of maybe getting attendances to go and watch these games and enjoy ourselves as the summer progresses. That is squarely in our court at the moment.